Welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily. Today we discuss the paper 1 Million Bench, How Far Are Language Agents from Human Experts? The motivation is clear. Measuring how close language agents come to human experts helps researchers prioritize improvements and helps practitioners decide where agents are reliable enough for deployment.
A quick clarification. A benchmark at this scale needs careful task selection, explicit human baselines, and reproducible metrics to support any claims about gaps to expert performance. In the next segment, I'll unpack likely methodological components and what evidence to look for in the paper.
Thanks, Jamie. That sets expectations well. We'll move into the technical analysis now to examine methods, novelty, and practical implications so listeners know what to verify when reading the paper.
To evaluate agents against experts, a benchmark must define representative tasks, clear expert baselines, and reproducible metrics. It should specify task difficulty, instruction formats, and the constraints under which agents operate. Standardized evaluation protocols and appropriate statistical tests are required to support claims about gaps to expert performance. When assessing methods, look for dataset composition and sampling strategy, how prompts or interfaces are standardized, and whether human experts were recruited and described. Metric definitions should be explicit, for example, task success criteria, error taxonomies, and any cost or latency measurements. Reproducibility details like random seeds, prompt templates, and evaluation scripts are essential to verify results.
Jamie emphasized task selection, human baseline construction, metrics, and reproducibility artifacts as the pillars to check. Those are the exact items readers should verify in the paper before trusting headline comparisons. Mark, can you speak to how teams should use such a benchmark in production and what constraints to watch for?
Benchmarks of this kind help teams prioritize automation opportunities and pick agents for specific workflows, such as triage, drafting, or decision support. They inform trade-offs between performance and cost, and they help identify where human oversight remains necessary. But benchmarks are only one input. Deployment decisions need environment-specific validation. In production, you must account for distribution shift. Real users and inputs often differ from benchmark samples. You also have to factor in latency, throughput, and safety constraints that benchmarks may not model. Practical steps include staged rollouts, A/B testing, and continuous monitoring.
Those operational cautions are important. Let's discuss specific limitations to watch for and the verification questions listeners should ask when reading the paper. That will help translate benchmark findings into actionable next steps.
Common limitations are dataset bias, narrow task selection that doesn't reflect real-world complexity, and metrics that miss critical objectives like user trust or safety. Check whether the paper reports per-task breakdowns, failure mode analysis, and inter-annotator agreement rather than only aggregate scores. Also, verify how the human baseline is defined. Domain experts, mixed experts, or crowd workers, because that definition changes the interpretation of gaps.
When interpreting results, focus on confidence intervals and effect sizes instead of single point averages. Ask whether reported improvements are operationally meaningful and whether edge case or worst case behavior was measured. Before deploying, replicate key tasks on your own data and measure both utility and risk under realistic conditions.
Concretely, listeners should check how human expert was defined, what tasks and domains are included, the exact metrics used, and whether code and data are available for replication. Look for per-task results, statistical tests, and examples of failure cases. Those elements determine how much weight you should place on the headline comparison to experts.
From a reproducibility perspective, confirm whether evaluation scripts, prompt templates, and human baseline annotations are published or described in sufficient detail. Clear pseudocode or open source implementations make it feasible to reproduce scoring. Transparent reporting of sample sizes and statistical power helps assess the reliability of comparisons to experts.
Operational checks to run before trusting the benchmark include rerunning core tasks on your input distribution, stress testing known failure modes, and measuring resource requirements under load. Set up monitoring for performance drift and define rollback criteria tied to user impact. Those mitigations reduce the chance of unexpected behavior when moving from benchmark to production.
To close this deep dive, the benchmark can be a powerful decision-making tool if you validate relevance, confirm reproducibility, and test edge cases in your environment. Prioritize reviewing human baseline definitions, per-task breakdowns, and shared evaluation artifacts in the paper. I'll now hand off to the next segment's speakers to discuss practical takeaways.
Key practical takeaways are straightforward. Verify the paper's human baseline, inspect per-task results, and confirm reproducibility artifacts before acting on any headline claim. Rerun core tasks on your own data to measure real-world performance, latency, and cost. Treat benchmarks as decision inputs rather than definitive proof of readiness.
From a research perspective, look closely at dataset composition, sampling strategy, and the evaluation protocol to judge the paper's conclusions. Check for statistical tests, confidence intervals, and detailed failure mode analyses that support claims about gaps to experts.
Operational checks I recommend include staged rollouts or A/B tests that mirror benchmark conditions but use production-like inputs. Monitor latency, throughput, and end-to-end task quality continuously and set clear rollback criteria tied to user impact. Also, quantify cost per task to understand trade-offs before scaling.
Prioritize availability of evaluation scripts, prompt templates, and human annotation guidelines so you can reproduce scoring. If those artifacts are absent, be cautious about accepting reported expert-level gaps at face value.
For risk mitigation, implement human-in-the-loop thresholds for high-risk outputs and alerts for anomalous model behavior. Schedule regular reevaluations as data distributions shift and stress test common edge cases before broad deployment. These steps reduce surprises when moving from benchmark to production.
Quick wrap up: validate baselines, replicate key tasks on your own data, and confirm availability of evaluation artifacts before applying benchmark claims. To finish, a quick reminder: the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.